Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Apache style break roll framework with modern punch and vintage soul, tuned for jungle and old school DNB vibes, with vocals doing some of the heavy emotional lifting. In this lesson, we're not just making a loop, we're building a little ecosystem. The break is the engine, the vocal is the personality, and the processing is what gives the whole thing weight, grit, and impact. The goal is to get that classic dusty jungle feeling, but with tighter modern control so it still sounds strong in a current mix. First, set your tempo. For this style, somewhere around 174 BPM is a great starting point. That gives you that classic high-energy DNB pace without rushing past the groove. If your sample starts to feel too frantic, don't panic. The trick is not to cram more in. The trick is to make every hit matter. Now choose a break. You want something with a clear snare, some hats or ride movement, and enough detail to slice into pieces. Amen-style breaks are the obvious classic choice, but a gritty two-bar break with character will work. If your break sounds too clean, that's fine too. We can rough it up later. For now, just get a solid loop into Ableton and make sure it's warped properly. Turn warp on, use beats mode for sharp drum transients, and line up the main hits so the groove feels locked in. Once the break is in place, we're going to turn it into something playable. A really beginner-friendly way to do that in Ableton Live 12 is to slice it to a new MIDI track. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the break is busy, slice by transients. If you want a simpler and more controlled setup, slice by eighth notes. Ableton will build a drum rack out of the slices, and now you can trigger the break like an instrument. This is where the roll framework starts to come alive. Don't think of it as just one repeating loop. Think of it as a groove that evolves. Start with a basic one-bar pattern. Put your main kick slice on beat 1, your snare on beats 2 and 4, and then add a few ghost hits or little chopped fragments between those main hits. That little bit of movement is what makes it feel like jungle instead of a flat drum loop. A good beginner approach is to keep the backbone on 8th notes, then add extra 16th note hits in the spaces where the groove needs more push. If you want that classic rush before a transition, drop in a tiny 30-second note stutter right before a snare. Just don't overfill it. The air between hits is part of the vibe. Jungle and old-school DNB breathe, even when they're busy. Now let's bring in the vocal, because this lesson lives in the vocals area for a reason. In this style, the vocal is not just decoration. It can be the hook, a warning, a chant, or a ghostly texture floating over the break. Pick a short phrase, a spoken word, a shout, or even one memorable word like warning, run, or come again. Something with attitude works best. Drag the vocal into an audio track and warp it. If it's spoken or percussive, beats mode is often fine. If it's more melodic or fluid, try Complex Pro. Then chop it up. You can do that in a couple of ways. One easy method is to load the vocal into simpler and use slice mode, which lets you trigger the pieces via MIDI. Another way is to cut it manually in arrangement view and move the slices around like percussion. To make the vocal feel soulful, keep the processing tasteful. Use EQ8 to cut the low end below around 120 Hz so it stays out of the bass zone. Add a little saturator for warmth, maybe just a few dB of drive. Then add reverb with a fairly short decay, somewhere around 1.2 to 2 seconds, and keep it dark rather than shiny. A little echo can also work beautifully, especially a ping-pong delay with low feedback and some high cut so it sits behind the drums instead of fighting them. The vocal should feel like it's riding inside the groove, not sitting on top like a separate idea. Now let's make the break hit harder. Group your drums or send them through a drum bus and shape them with a simple chain. Start with EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clear useless sub-rumble. If the break feels muddy, take a little out around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, you can gently boost somewhere in the 4 to 7kHz range. After the EQ, add drum bus. This is a great stock Ableton device for turning a break from polite into powerful. Start with modest drive, maybe around 10 to 25%. Use crunch carefully, because too much can flatten the groove. If needed, bring the transients up a bit for more snap. After that, try saturator with soft clip turned on. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just enough to add density and attitude. Then use compressor to glue the break together. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a solid starting point. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds helps preserve the snap, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds keeps it moving. You're not trying to crush the life out of it. You're trying to make it feel unified and punchy. Now let's talk low end. Classic jungle can be a little loose down there, but modern punch needs control. If your break has too much low end, Clean it up with a Q8 and remove unnecessary sub below around 30 HC. If the kick and bass are stepping on each other, carve a little space around the mighty low mids too. For a proper D&B framework, add a separate sub bass under the break. Keep it simple. A sine wave and operator is perfect for now. Make it mono. Keep it clean. And low pass it so it stays out of the way of the drums. If the bass feels like it's fighting the break, use a light sidechain compressor keyed from the kick or drum bus. You're just looking for gentle movement, not a huge pumping effect. In D&B, sidechain should help the groove breathe, not turn it into a trampoline. You can also lightly sidechain the vocal if it clashes with the snare, but keep it subtle. Usually just a couple dB of reduction is enough. The snare is often the anchor in this style, so if a vocal chop lands right on top of it, make sure it adds energy rather than masking the crack. Now we build the roll variation. This is where the framework starts to feel like a real tune instead of a loop. Make three versions of your break pattern. Version A is the basic groove. Version B adds extra ghost hits or a little more rhythmic detail. Version C is your fill or snare roll version. Then arrange them so the energy develops over time. For example, you could do 8 bars of A, then 8 bars of A with a vocal chop, then 4 bars of B with more movement, then 2 bars of C as a fill into the next section. A really effective trick is to duplicate the snare slice and shorten the note lengths near the end of a phrase. That creates the feeling of the groove rushing into the drop. You can also reverse 1 or 2 vocal chops before a snare hit, or add a short 30-second note stutter at the end of a bar. Small changes like that make a huge difference. To give the track that vintage soul atmosphere, add some background texture. Viol crackle, rain, distant pads, filtered ambience, or even a chopped reverb tail from the vocal can work. Put an auto filter on it and low pass it somewhere around 3 to 8 kHC so it stays in the background. Add a long, dark reverb if needed, and use utility to keep the width under control if it starts to get distracting. The atmosphere should support the drums, not wash over them. For arrangement, think like a proper D&B tune. Start with a 16-bar intro where the break is filtered and the vocal is teased lightly, with maybe some atmosphere underneath. Then bring in an 8-bar build, where the groove gets fuller and the vocal chop starts to return more clearly. After that, hit the drop with the full break, bass, and vocal hook. Then vary it. Remove one drum layer, change the vocal order, add a snare fill, or reverse a hit. A loop is not a song, so movement matters. A great beginner move is to alternate between a tight section and a loose section. In the tight version, keep the edits cleaner and the reverb lower. In the loose version, let the ghost notes sit a little more casually and allow more ambience. That contrast makes the section feel alive. You can also build a call and response with the vocal. Let one short phrase hit, then answer it with a reversed or delayed version. Leave 1 bar with no vocal at all, just the break. Then bring the phrase back. That conversation-like feel is very effective in jungle and old-school D&B. Now for a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overprocess the break. Too much compression and saturation can kill the swing. Don't pile in too many vocal chops, or the hook loses its impact. Don't ignore the snare relationship, because the snare is often the heartbeat of the whole groove. And don't just make a loop and call it done. Give the arrangement at least a few different states so it actually evolves. Here's a quick practice exercise. Choose 1 break sample and 1 short vocal phrase. Slice the break to MIDI and make 1 basic groove plus 1 variation with extra ghost hits. Chop the vocal into 3 pieces, the opening phrase, the key word, and the tail or reverb tail. Then arrange 8 bars. The first 2 bars are just the break. Bars 3 and 4 bring the vocal in. Bars 5 and 6 make the break roll harder, and bars 7 and 8 build tension with the vocal repeating and a snare fill. Put a Q8, drum bus, saturator, and compressor on the break bus, then bounce it and listen back on headphones and speakers. Ask yourself whether the snare cuts through, whether the vocal feels musical, and whether the break is rolling or just looping. If you want to level it up even more, try resampling. Record your processed break or vocal back into audio, then chop that version. Sometimes the printed result has more grit and personality than the original. You can also duplicate the vocal. Pitch 1 copy down for a darker ghost layer, or pitch 1 up and filter it hard for an eerie high texture. Little details like a reversed final word or a long echo tail chopped into a new sample can give the whole piece a lot more character. So that's the core framework. A sliced break, a soulful vocal, punchy drum processing, controlled bass, and a clear arrangement that moves from intro to drop to variation. The big idea is simple. A great jungle or old-school D&B break roll is not just speed. It's groove, attention, personality, and space. The vocal gives it soul. The break gives it motion. The processing gives it power. If you're ready, your next move is to build that 8-bar loop in Ableton Live 12 and start experimenting with your own vocal phrase. Keep it simple, keep it musical, and let the groove breathe.